Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
And after further review, last Saturday's effort, especially offensively against Penn State, was as poor as originally thought after the Hoosier staff of Kevin Wilson studied the video and then kicked Rutgers' homecoming week off on Sunday evening. So poor that the Hoosiers had only, wide receiver Ricky Jones, who had graded out with anything positive with reference to play and performance that the staff could live with. One player, that's it. But Kevin Wilson wasn't just critical of the offense unit in that 22-point loss to the Nittany Lions. He blamed himself for he and his staff's overall game planning, giving the Hoosiers a better chance to be more aggressive, to be able to run the ball better. Blame was pretty much spread around. Now the Hoosier head man wants to see better in sync and rhythm this week from the offense, and for a lot of that to happen, well, a healthier atmosphere, literally, would be helpful. And with that in mind,
did more last night than he did any day last week. He did. So we'll see how Nate is. I think he'll be, again, to me, he was cleared to play, but I didn't think he was mobile enough to move around. And he did more last night at practice than any day last week. And he did half of Friday. And we'll get Danny and Nate Boudreau ready. And then Jordan was running last night. Again, I think, his deal cutting more. It'll be as we go through the week and see where he sets up. So
wide receiver Isaac Griffith is out for the year with a torn ACL. And if you'll remember, it was Griff's two catches that helped set up what turned out to be the lone Hoosier touchdown with Xander's run. And Diamant, by the way, could be a week or two out before returning with right shoulder problems. So, putting it in the nutshell, players need to step up as well as the coaches. And as Kevin told us Monday, we've got to plan it up, dial it up, and get us back in rhythm. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
As Kevin Wilson went through the not-so-good things from last Saturday with us Monday in the Hinkie Hall of Champions, he's certainly displeased with one aspect that's bothering him lately, and that's the offensive line and its ability to control the line of scrimmage, bring the run game back in focus. Wasn't a lot there back on Saturday at Penn State, and it's an area that's going to get work this week, hopefully as the week goes forward, with a healthier Jordan Howard. And while Kevin Wilson was telling us the O-line is too assignment-conscious, co-offensive coordinator Kevin Johns, well, his Monday take of the run game struggles.
There's one area to pinpoint that on. Other than one, we played two outstanding defenses back-to-back. We're going to play a third one this week. And, we talk as coaches, this is Big Ten East football, and it's not going to get any easier. I think defenses are doing a good job of loading up the box, trying to stop the run. And, again, we need to make some more plays on the perimeter and get the ball down the field and try to open up some more holes. They have guys flying literally all over the field. Blitzes coming from all over. They play aggressive man coverage, tremendous blitz package that they have put together. Athletic, they play hard, they're well coached. So, we talk as coaches, you look at their record, I know they're 2-3, but man, when you lose to Michigan State and Penn State, those are two of the top teams in our league. And then you lose on the last play of the game to Washington State. So this team could be undefeated just as well as they're 2-3. So this is going to be an outstanding challenge and a great defense we're going to face Saturday.
Well, that's co-offensive coordinator Kevin Johns. Coach Kevin laid it out basically in this manner. 7-3 and outs, 5 trips across the 50, 1 touchdown. Too many missed assignments, lack of physical play. That said, Wilson and staff will work to, put our kids in better places to play well. We'll see if that evolves. 3:30 kick, homecoming, Rutgers, Big Ten Network. I'm Joe Smith.